The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Everybody, Bill Buckmaster and my friend and colleague, engineer, producer, Ray Allen, we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It's the Thursday edition, March 8th, 2018, coming to you from Tucson's Voice, which is AM 1030, KVOI with our worldwide live listening, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and of course, all of our programs archived, which makes it very easy for you to hear any of our programs over the last 7 years, 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. A story that was first reported on Wake Up Tucson this morning here on KVOI, Rockwell Collins, which manufactures what the company calls super premium first-class aircraft seating. Those are like those full cabins that some of these airlines like Singapore Air and others use. Those are manufactured here in Tucson, and Rockwell Collins announcing they're moving to an undetermined location, and that happening by June of this year. The plant has been bought twice in the past year. British Aerospace, BE Aerospace, last spring. Then United Technologies bought the company more recently. So there have been a couple of mergers and different changing hands there. Let's welcome now to the program Pima County Supervisor Sharon Bronson. Supervisor Bronson, Democrat representing the Supervisorial District Number 3. Supervisor Bronson, how are you?
Fine, Bill, and thank you for having me on the show.
What do you know? It's our pleasure. And what do you know about this? Some have said there's about 800 to 850 employees there. Half of them perhaps will be given an opportunity to transfer to wherever they're going to be going. What do you know?
Well, at this point, it's my understanding that there has been no formal communication with Pima County. We haven't gotten, not received, and normally in cases like this, before we will comment, we have to receive a WARN notice. But I do understand, yeah, as you indicated, it does appear that there was a press release, and it is our understanding that the number of jobs was probably going to be the neighborhood of 350 jobs. But again, we've had not received a WARN notice from the state at this point in time, nor have we received any official information from Rockwell Collins. But I think, as you said earlier in the show, B&E was acquired by Rockwell Collins earlier this year, and Rockwell Collins by UT United Technologies. And when you see these kinds of rapid mergers, you can always bet that there'll be some type of consolidation.
Yeah, this is an unusual situation. From what I understand, someone had sent this announcement to suppliers. I have it right in front of me, a copy of it. And it's just titled Announcement to Suppliers, Tucson Restructuring / Relocation. I guess this was sent to Chris DeSimone on the morning show, and then he has shared this on his Facebook page. But it is unusual that the suppliers, Supervisor Bronson, are being notified apparently before the employees, and that's never a good thing.
Well, yeah, we're very concerned, and we've heard concerns that this was happening, but again, we've had nothing official. But what I can tell you is that our rapid response unit from the One Stop is prepared to go out and work with affected employees in any layoff situation or closure situation like this. You know, and that typically would include setting up job fairs for these individuals, providing job leads, helping with resumes, enrolling people into retraining when it's appropriate. So we stand prepared to do that. But again, we've had no official notice. There's been no WARN notice from the state.
Yeah, and again, just reading from this announcement to suppliers saying that, excuse me, we'll be moving the remaining portion of the work to fulfill requirements of our super first-class product. We've not made the decision on where the location will be, but expect to announce that in the future. And they say the transfer of work will begin in June and be completed by the end of September. So this is the and they do say in this notice to the suppliers that the reason is reduced demand for this super first-class aircraft seating. As I mentioned, airlines like Singapore Air, some of the Mideast carriers have gone kind of all in on what basically is a full bedroom in first class. I mean, with a bed and the bathroom and everything, you've got this like your own first class cabin. But apparently the demand for that is so limited that that's going to affect the people that make those cabins.
Yes, I can't imagine that there is a great demand out there in this instance. Although I'm sure, especially if you're traveling overseas, both you and I wouldn't mind having one of those, but probably we're not in that income level.
No. I can only imagine what one of those bedrooms would cost. But anyway, let's move on. And if we get some more information here during the interview, we'll pass it along about the situation with Rockwell Collins. In better news, the Loop celebration's coming up. The dedication, I guess, and completion, that's coming up on March 17th.
Yes, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah,
we are going to be having a Loop celebration set for March 17th. And these events are going to mark the finish of the 131-mile multi-use path. I know when Caterpillar came here and made the decision to finally move here, one of the things they commented on was the Loop. It's the first of its kind in the nation, and their employees use it regularly. So, again, we're celebrating it because it's a good thing for this community, and it's also an economic development success. And there are going to be three venues for the Loop completion celebration. One, and it's one I'll be at, is the Brandy Fenton Memorial Park celebration, which is from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. that day. And the theme of that is connecting communities. There will be another event at Keno Stadium North Complex on Ajo Way from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then our friends in Oro Valley will be having one at Steam Pump Branch in Oro Valley that day from 9 to 11. And, again, this was born out of, in 1983 we had the disastrous floods, and I think both you and I were here.
Oh, yeah.
And the flood control district started building soil cement banks along the waterway to guard against future flooding, and their end was Barn the Loop. And we're here in 2018 and finally celebrating its completion.
Yeah, that was the big floods of the mid-80s, right?
Yep, that's right.
So, and I was actually anchoring TV news up in San Jose at that time, so I wasn't here for that. But I came in 88, and I certainly have seen all the pictures of whole structures really just crumbling and falling into the Rito.
Well, houses actually falling into the Rito.
Yeah.
And now what we have, the Loop is a system of paved, shared-use paths, short segments of buffered bike lanes. It connects the Rito, the Santa Cruz, the Pantano, the Julian Wash, Harrison Road, Greenways, and extends throughout unincorporated Pima County. It's in Marana, Oro Valley, South Tucson. We've had cooperative partnerships with all of these jurisdictions to ensure its completion.
Let's quickly go to the live line. Dave called us at 790-2040. Go ahead, Dave. You're with Sharon Bronson.
I want to thank you for 12 years ago. A developer wanted to scrape Section 2 and put 3,000 houses out here and utterly ruin this community, and you helped stop it. I want to thank you for that. I basically have the Sonoran Desert, we have two choices. We leave it alone, it doesn't cost anything. We scrape it and replace a whole lot of houses. Then we got to pay for bigger roads, more schools, more fire, police protection, water, sewer, and everything else. I'm a taxpayer in Pima County.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
Yes, thanks, Dave. And, you know, part of the charm, I think, of this region of Pima County and Tucson is the fact that we do have these open spaces and that we have the conservation plan, which allows for these open spaces while allowing for development in the interior. So, again, Dave, thanks for those comments.
All right. Sharon Bronson will stick around, but right now I want to tell people about our newest partner on the program. We're so delighted to have my favorite bakery now on board. I want to tell you about Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. Steve and Sherry, the longtime owners of Mona's, northeast corner, Swan and Sunrise. They're open right now for lunch. Of course, they have all those wonderful bakery goods. You can do your lunch, get a sandwich on their home-baked bread. Go to my website, buckmastershow.com. There'll be a link there to all of our partners on the show, including Mona's Danish Bakery. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport with 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections. I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. And This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Friday, the Friday Focus interview will be with Pima County Sheriff Mark Napier. The Friday Roundtable features Dan Shear of the Green Valley News and Dylan Smith of TucsonSentinel.com. Matt Russell has Weekend Watch on Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI. Worldwide live listening at BuckmasterShow.com. Back. It is the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by Green Things, our favorite nursery, 3384 East River Road by the Rito River Walk. They are just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Their website is greenthingsaz.com. Check out their workshop schedule, these free gardening workshops, usually Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. Sometimes there's a 2 p.m. Afternoon session. Check out what they've got going on. Let's go back now to our interview with Pima County Supervisor Sharon Bronson. And you had mentioned that the Brandy Fenton Park is where you'll be for the loop completion celebration from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on March 17th. Folks can maybe go buy green things right after the ceremony.
Yeah, that's right, just off the road. You're absolutely right.
Just off the road. And by the way, our friends at Pima Animal Care Center are going to have some pets for adoption at that venue.
They definitely are, and there's a number of family entertainment opportunities, family fun to be had. We'll have food vendors there, so you can eat, drink, and be merry, and you can adopt a pet at the same time.
By the way, you probably heard our promo. We've got Mark Napier, Pima County Sheriff, on tomorrow. I'm sure he'll be very excited about the fact that the board reconsidered and changed to a vote in favor of this Operation Stone Garden funds, in favor of accepting that $1.4 million grant to the Sheriff's Department to pay overtime and buy equipment for local law enforcement in exchange for help in securing the border. You were one of the no votes and still are, I assume, on that.
Yes, I am, I think for a couple of reasons. One of them is the concern is the fiscal impact on not only this particular grant, the Stone Garden grant, but on other grants that the county receives, because it's not free money, as it turns out. And we're just beginning to look at the numbers, but for every dollar we receive, it looks like it costs the rest of the system, the courts, the jail, the county attorney when she prosecutes, the public defender when they defend. For every dollar we receive, we expend at least $3. So the grant does not pay for itself and has fiscal consequences. But again, it's not only this grant. We're now beginning finally to look at grants that we receive from the federal or state governments and look at the cost benefit of those grants. And one of the conditions for the acceptance of this grant was the formation of a community law enforcement partnership commission, and each board member gets to appoint two. And my other concern with the grant was the disproportionate impacts it has on the minority communities and the not very clear role of the difference between Pima County law enforcement officers and federal border patrol agents. I mean, the federal government needs to be enforcing its laws, its rules, and not Pima County. You know, that's just another cost shift. So I think that we're going to see the commission look at these issues, look at the roles and responsibilities of all the law enforcement agencies with respect to this issue relating to the border.
What is the latest on the Senate bill up in Phoenix concerning a sales tax for roads in Pima County?
Yes. You switched. I think that was Senate Bill 1147. It passed out of the Senate, was heard in a committee, in a House committee yesterday, and it went through that House committee, and then we've got one more hurdle, another House committee. But essentially what that would do, it would enable the Board of Supervisors to place on the ballot. I have sent sales tax strictly for road maintenance to be administered by the RTA. But again, it would be by vote of the people. And if it passes, then by majority vote, the Board of Supervisors could place this, should it pass this session, this legislative session, could place it on the ballot as early as this November. And what that means is, should it pass, we would, you know, in 10 years, be able to bring all our roads up to good condition. And so we're hopeful that it will pass. The only other option, if we're going to fix our roads, and we have that from the Sales Tax Advisory Committee, they've recommended that the Board of Supervisors, by unanimous vote, enact a half-cent sales tax to fix roads. And that's a recommendation coming to us also. But I think the likelihood of there being a unanimous vote in this instance is not very high.
As far as Rosemont, we don't hear very much about the Rosemont mine these days. What's going on there?
At this point, they still haven't gotten their permit, the Forest Service and the 404 permit. It's still in the works. So I do not know when we will hear, and I think there are some lawsuits in the works as well. So it seems to be somewhat on hold, and I think you know, we thought we would have some sort of decision, record of decision, sometime earlier this year, and it still hasn't happened. So I am not sure where this is all going.
Going back to animals, the Pima Animal Care Center and their new center is up and running. How is that going?
Have you had a chance to visit yet?
No, I have not.
We need to get you out there. It's just night and day from the old facility. I think you and I are cat people, and I mm-hmm. think you'll love the new cat facility. They have an ability to have the cats mingle. They've got a playroom, and there's some indoor-outdoor space. It's just, you know, I'm very excited about it, but even more exciting is the old building is going to be restored and up and running by this early summer. And again, we'll be able to get, we're still currently housing some animals in tents. We'll be able to get them out of tents. And I think the other wonderful news with the new facility is we have a state-of-the-art vet clinic in the facility, and that has made so much a difference to our animals in distress.
Well, I think that the new director is doing a terrific job, and she's exploring, I think it's a shelter in Illinois where folks donated old, like, chairs, like living room furniture and things like that, that for the dogs, and the dogs love these old chairs, so that would be really cool.
That would, and you know, then we need to do something for the cats, and you know how cats like
oh, yeah.
trees that they can scratch on, so mm-hmm. maybe we can figure out we can get some donations of some trees.
How's this budget look for the 18-19 year?
As you know, when we adopted last fiscal year's budget, we adopted a 25-cent property tax to fix roads. We were able to remediate some of that by 11 cents, and I think this year we're going to drop the primary. Our hope is that we will be able to drop the primary rate 14 cents so that we will have that 25 cents that we levied last year. It will go away. I mean, we will be back to neutral on the budget. And then, again, if the sales tax legislation passes at the state level, then the sales or the property tax we enacted for roads will go away. So those are the two probably big items as we look at the budget for this coming fiscal year.
All right. Sharon Bronson, thank you very much. And I'm going to tell the people now about Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Thank you, Supervisor Bronson.
You're welcome. Thank you, Bill.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico makes a great weekend getaway, or even longer. It's not a bad road trip at all. It's about a three-hour drive over to Silver City from Tucson, and there are so many recreation opportunities in that area. You can go hiking, camping, exploring historic Silver City, hang out in a lovely environment, or just north of Silver City, why not visit the world-famous Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument. So lots to do, great ideas on the website of things to do and places to stay. Visit southwestnewmexico.org. Coming up now on our mid-show break, it's Buckmaster on AM 1030 KVOI, live streaming, kvoi.com and buckmastershow.com. An Indian food lover's paradise awaits at Indian Twist, located at the southwest corner of Swan and Camp Lowell, with a varied and extensive menu including vegetarian options and many dishes prepared in the tandoor oven. Indian Twist offers takeout and buffet lunch daily, with dinner served family style. The full bar features Indian beers on tap. Indian Twist, Swan and Camp Lowell, and IndianTwistAZ.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improve regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our three new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. Back. It is the Buckmaster Show. It's time for our interview series presented by Sun Corridor Incorporated, a transformative economic development organization representing one of the most dynamic and growing business centers in North America. The CEO-driven regional alliance has helped to drive significant business investment into Tucson and Southern Arizona through primary job creation, resulting in 144 company relocations and expansions, and an economic impact of just over $22 billion. For more information about Southern Arizona's economic engine, go to suncorridorinc.com. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show, Christina Baena, the Vice President of Business Development for Crest Insurance Group, which has grown now into one of the top insurance agencies based here in Arizona with offices in Tucson, Phoenix, Scottsdale, Sierra Vista, Flagstaff, and San Diego. Christina, how are you?
Thank you, Bill, for having me. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Tell me about Crest. This has really been a growth story, hasn't it?
It has been. You know, we've been around actually since 1975, but there's been some changes in name and ownership, and we really became Crest in 2010. We're a full-service agency. We are privately held. We're independent. We have access to national carriers, but we're local. You know, we're based, you know, out of Tucson. That's where the core of our employees are located. But, you know, we're really growing. We're about 150 employees right now.
Really?
Absolutely.
And what type of insurance needs can your company cover folks with?
So anything that you need to insure, we can do it. So we pretty much have professional liability, commercial insurance, your property casualty, your home, your personal home, your auto. We do bonds, employer benefits. So pretty much when your company offers you health insurance and disability, those type of insurance services. We offer risk management, aviation. So pretty much anything you can insure, we can do.
How did the company start?
So it started back in 1975 with Bob Mueller, and then there's been some changes, you know, it got acquired by BVA and then BVA Compass, and we became Crest Insurance in 2010, and Cody Ritchie is the president of Crest. And so a big part of our transformation has happened since 2010 when we became Crest Insurance.
Such a competitive industry. I mean, I don't know a lot about the insurance industry, Christina, but I do know there's a lot of competition.
There is a lot of competition for sure. So I think one of what we've done differently is really we invest heavily in our people, you know, in training them, in acquiring expertise, in having the tools that we can provide for our clients, for their growth, for their risk management. And just when we have our clients and we have, you know, when people come to us, they get a lot more than just a consultant. They really have a partner and a friend and somebody who's going to help them grow their business and be invested in their community too.
How has that business changed, the insurance business?
Well, there's been so much growth. I mean, there's a lot of growth change. It just changes in every aspect. My specialty is employee benefits, which is your health insurance. So with the Affordable Care Act, there's been a lot of change. You know, you have to get all your companies ready for so many changes in the federal level, and you just have to really stay on top of your clients, educating them, making sure that they know how to comply with the IRS, how to comply with healthcare reform. And so there's just a lot of changes with every type of insurance, and our job is to make sure that our clients are prepared to, you know, to be ready to face those changes.
For you, you come from a sports background. You're very competitive. You grew up in Colombia and then became a professional golfer.
Yes.
Tell our listeners a little bit about your background.
Yeah, so I came from Colombia. I played golf at the University of Arizona. We were national champions in 2000, and I actually turned professional in 2003. I played for about 5 years.
Wow.
I played a few U.S. Opens. I won on the mini tour. And my sister actually played as well. She played on the LPGA for about 11 years.
Mm. So how did you and your sister get interested in Colombia? I mean, I don't know a lot about Colombia. Were there golf courses where you were growing up?
Yes. So in my city of Pereira, okay, of 1 million people, you had one course.
One course for a million people.
One course.
In comparison, here in Tucson, we're about a million people, and I have no idea how many golf courses we have. It's probably a lot.
Yes, we have a lot. And my mother, who was a doctor in Colombia, was a big golfer. And so she's the one who got us, who introduced us to golf.
Hmm. And so you're in a very competitive business. How did you learn about the insurance business?
It's a funny story. I used to work for the Tucson Conquistadors, and I helped them, you know, they run the golf tournament
right
here in Tucson.
Sure.
At that time, it was the Accenture. And the Conquistadors, it's a group of about 200 businessmen in Tucson, and one of them is Cody Ritchie. And when I was at the Conquistadors, I decided I wanted to change careers and get out of golf. And I knew my biggest skill was people. I love people. I love to help. I love to make a difference. And I went to Cody Ritchie and asked him for a job. And so I've been doing insurance for about 4 years now.
And as far as the involvement that Crest strongly believes and is a partner with Sun Corridor, Inc.
Absolutely. You know, we believe that it is very important to support organizations and, you know, to create economic development and job creation. I mean, to really push, you know, we need Southern Arizona to be successful so that our clients can be successful. In return, we will be successful as well. You know, it's important that we are creating jobs, that we're making a difference, because they will need all the services for the clients that we currently have and we insure. So it's important that we're all in it together. In Sun Corridor, you know, they do a great job attracting new businesses and industries to Southern Arizona. So it's important to us to be a part of it.
So you get benefits from it. You definitely think it's worthwhile.
Absolutely.
What's the future of insurance? Are you going more to how has the whole digital revolution, Christina, influenced what you do in insurance?
I mean, there's been so many changes. So Crest Insurance, we actually do insurance nationwide. You know, we can handle insurance from anywhere. You know, we have clients in Florida, New York, in all over the United States. So technology for us is a big deal. You know, even when you do employee benefits, because technology has come such a long way, we can do everything from Tucson for a client that is 10 states away. And so for us, technology, and it's been, you know, it's been a big deal. There's been a lot of changes with cyber policies and how people protect themselves. And so it's just a very fast-paced world that is changing quickly.
Are you do you do insurance for individuals, or is it mainly businesses?
We do everything.
Hmm.
Yeah, your individual insurance. We also do Medicare. We do anything.
Do you do auto insurance?
Absolutely.
You're kidding. Wow.
So we do auto. And, you know, we're the most, you know, we're really proud of our people. We feel that when you come to Crest, our retention rate is about 96% or even 98%. Like, we really don't lose almost any clients, because today when you call a 1-800 number, are they really going to help you?
Yeah, you
know?
Got to wonder, am I going to get someone overseas?
Exactly. Who's going to answer your phone call? And, you know, if we help you, we have a claims department that their only job is to help you handle that claim and walk you through the process. Because for the regular, you know, person who doesn't know insurance very well, sometimes it's overwhelming. So our job is to make sure that we hold their hand and we help them, you know, get the claim through, and that, you know, we take care of them.
How about rates? I mean, if someone gives you a call and tells you what they're paying right now, can you work with them?
Absolutely. So one of the difference between being a broker is that we have several carriers. So for like the personal side of the insurance, we have about 12 carriers we work with. If we're talking about business insurance, we have about 200. And so when you come to us, we're not shopping just one carrier. We are shopping the market for you. So we can always compete. We would love to help anybody with any type of insurance they may need.
Where can people find out more about you and the company?
So you can go to www.crestins.com. And just, you can find all of our information right there, and we'll be happy to help you with any insurance needs you may have.
Yeah, I'm looking at your website right now, and there's a picture here of some very happy employees.
You know, we are. We really try to.
Looks like it's a big family.
That's exactly what it is. You'll get a big family when you come to Crest Insurance. You'll get to know us really well. You know, we're so involved in the community, and you'll see us everywhere. And we really try to, you know, our motto is that if we do well, we'll do good in the community, and we really live by it.
And are you still playing golf?
I play with all of my clients. So, guys, if you want to play golf with me, so come to Crest Insurance, and you'll get me in all your scrambles.
All right. Christina, thank you very much for telling us about Crest Insurance Group, which is based here in Tucson.
Absolutely.
Expanding all over the place. Thank you very much. Our CEO interview series presented by SunCorridorInc.com. Check out more about Southern Arizona's economic engine. Christina, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill, for having me.
All right.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our three new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
It's a land and cruise vacation sale at Bon Voyage Travel. Plan your dream vacation now and save big, up to 65%. Alaska, Hawaii, Europe, South America, the Caribbean, pick your perfect destination. Bon Voyage Travel will create your exclusive getaway that includes extra perks and bonuses you won't find anywhere else. Call Bon Voyage Travel today or visit bvtravel.com.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. Tomorrow we have Pima County Sheriff Mark Napier will be our guest on the program, and our reporters tomorrow will be Dylan Smith of TucsonSentinel.com and Dan Shear of the Green Valley News. And Dylan Smith just confirmed the story that we led with on the program today about Rockwell Collins. Dylan has confirmed with the company there will be a full shutdown in Tucson. Dylan is reporting right now at TucsonSentinel.com. 413 jobs will be lost at the Rockwell Collins facility here in Tucson. That facility manufactures these first-class aircraft seating, not just lie flat seats, but these are those super premium, like full cabins that some of the airliners have gone to. But there is going to be this full shutdown, over 400 jobs. TucsonSentinel.com reporting that. Their story will be posted momentarily. All right, time for Dr. David Levy, one of the most successful comet discoverers in history. Dr. Levy has discovered 23 comets, including his co-discovery of Shoemaker-Levy 9, the comet that collided with Jupiter in 1994, producing the most spectacular explosions ever witnessed in the solar system. Dr. Levy, how are you, sir?
Oh, fine, thank you. Have you ever heard the word Chalk-Eck, Bill?
Chalk what?
Chalk-Eck.
No.
I will tell you about it. Chalk-Eck is Mayan for the great star. And Wendy and I have just returned from a cruise to down to Cozumel, where we went and visited the ancient Mayan ruins at Chichen Itza. And we also got to see the El Carrizal Observatory, which is a complete with a dome, but no telescope. I believe I'm one of the first people to get a picture of that dome with a telescope in the foreground.
Well,
I brought my own.
That's kind of was a bucket list for you, wasn't it?
It certainly was, and we were really glad to have seen it. The great star actually refers to Venus. The Mayan culture considered Venus extremely important, and apparently they built that observatory, which is by far in area the largest structure in Chichen Itza, to study the motions of Venus. And they were little portholes built at the base of that dome through which people could look out and see Venus at certain critical times, like at its maximum elongation in the evening and then in the morning later on. Now, the reason it's so important for right now today is that Venus is now in the evening sky. Have you been able to see it just after sunset? Because it is visible now in the evening sky. And for those of your listeners who have seen it, and if you go just, if Venus is like the center of a clock, you go just a little bit to the northwest around 2 o'clock, you get to Mercury. And this is very rare to see both Mercury and Venus in the evening sky.
Hmm. Why the early interest in Venus, do you think, of those people?
Well, they use Venus not just for astronomical knowledge, but at favorable positions, they would use the position of Venus to decide when to invade a neighboring city or something like that. So it was actually extremely important in Mayan culture. Today it's extremely important because we love to look at it and we love to send spacecraft out that way and we love to study it and enjoy it.
You are the biographer for Clyde Tombaugh, the gentleman who, was it 90 years ago that Mr. Tombaugh discovered Pluto?
Yes, he discovered Pluto on February the 18th, 1930.
Okay.
It was announced in March 13th, and 1930, and so we're about 88 years now from the discovery of Pluto, which was at the time considered to be a planet, and I, for one, Dr. Buckmaster, still consider it to be a planet.
Well, the reason I bring it up is because in the news today, the telescope that Clyde Tombaugh used has been now fully restored up in Flagstaff, and it's going to reopen for business this Saturday. So they had a year, David Levy, of extensive restoration work.
Yes, they did, and they did a beautiful job. And I think that if Clyde Tombaugh were still living, he'd probably be racing up there right now in order to attend the opening. That's beautiful that they decided to do that. They got a beautiful crew to, resurrect the telescope and turn it into the condition that it was all the way back so many years ago.
And that is the Lowell Observatory Pluto Discovery Telescope.
That is the Pluto Discovery Telescope.
And the Lowell Observatory was very important in its day, correct?
It was and still is. At the time, it was founded by Percival Lowell to study Mars, and it still is used to study Mars, but in a much different way. They now have much larger telescopes there and in northern Arizona, including the Discovery Channel Telescope, which is one of the world's most modern research telescopes, and that's located about maybe 45-minute drive from Flagstaff right now.
Time for the David Levy quote of the month.
The quote of the month comes from history, because we're talking about Chichen Itza today, which was something where they studied Venus 1,300 years ago. My quote is from Baruch Spinoza, and he said, "If you want the present to be different from the past, study the past." I think that's pretty good advice for today.
That is short but sweet and very, very timely. I've got time for one more item. What about this crazy visitor we had from outer space earlier this winter?
Oh, wasn't that something? It was the first time that we've actually confirmed that an object came from another solar system. It was really zipping by, came very close to the sun, and now it's on its way out, and it definitely comes from interstellar space. We might have been visited in other times by comets that have come from interstellar space. In fact, three of the comets that I've discovered have orbits that are slightly hyperbolic, which means they might have or maybe might not have been from interstellar space, although we have no proof of this. This object we saw a couple of months ago, we know, came from interstellar space.
And how do we know?
By its orbit. It's what's called a hyperbolic orbit, which means it goes, it came from a great, great distance, and certainly from beyond the solar system, so that when it was passing by the Earth and the Sun, it was going way too fast for us to watch it for more than a couple of days. But just in case it was it contained an artificial message from another civilization, we did study that, but found no evidence that it was anything but an inert piece of very long rock.
Oh, so there was no message. How disappointing.
No, the message, I don't know if it's good for the air, is watch who we vote for.
All right. David Levy, it's always a pleasure. What you mentioned, and I have time for probably a quick view of the night sky. You mentioned Venus and Mercury. How about, are we getting into the spring constellations, David?
We're getting into the spring constellation, and speaking of the telescope that was just resurrected, a variable star that Clyde Tombaugh discovered in 1931 is also prominent in the night sky right now. It's called Tombaugh's Star. And that is very prominent. You need a very big telescope to see it most of the time, but I am watching that as well.
Well, the bell tolls. The time is up. David Levy, thank you very much. My very best to your lovely wife, Wendy. And we have you all scheduled for April.
Yeah, we'll speak to you in April.
Thank you very much, David. David Levy, coming on our program, our contributor on science, one of the folks we talk to regularly about science here on the Buckmaster Show. All right, coming up this afternoon on the Mike Shaw and Ray Allen Show, let me see if I can see who's out. Oh, we have Michelle Rigby, is that correct? Ray, are you going to have to help me on this
one? Yeah, Michelle Rigby Assad, she was a former undercover agent, helped do some covert operations.
Very cool. And, of course, the U of A sports update, it is tournament time. We have Amber Smith, who is the new CEO and president of the Tucson Metropolitan Chamber. And then our friend Beth Gorman. She's always a good interview. Beth will be talking about air quality. So it looks like Ray Allen and Mike Shaw have put together a very good 2 hours, full jam-packed today for their program from 4 to 6. For our program, Buckmaster, tomorrow at noon, we do have Pima County Sheriff Mark Napier, Dylan Smith, who's been out there fast and furious reporting on this situation with the job losses at Rockwell Collins. So he'll have the very latest for us during our reporters roundtable portion of the program tomorrow. And of course, Wake Up Tucson, 6 to 9. Now put it all together, what do you get? You get 6 hours daily of local talk Monday through Friday. And then I can't even count up the hours that we have on the weekends. It's primarily local talk here on KVOI. Have a great afternoon and evening.